May the Lord help us to commence with hymn number 76. There is a period known to God when all his sheep, redeemed by blood, shall leave the hateful ways of sin, turn to the fold, and enter in. Hymn number 76.
Thank you. let us read from the Word of God. In the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 50, and also Romans, chapter 10. Isaiah, chapter 50. Thus saith the Lord, where is the bill of your mother's divorcement, whom I have put away? Or which of my creditors is it to whom I have sold you? Behold, for your iniquities have ye sold yourselves, and for your transgressions is your mother put away. Wherefore, when I came, was there no man? When I called, was there none to answer? Is my hand shortened at all, that it cannot redeem? Or have I no power to deliver? Behold, at my rebuke I dry up the sea. I make the rivers a wilderness. Their fish stinketh because there is no water, and dieth for thirst. I clothe the heavens with blackness, and I make sackcloth their covering. The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. The Lord God hath opened mine ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. He is near that justifieth me. Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who is mine adversary? Let him come near to me. Behold, the Lord God will help me. Who is he that shall condemn me? Lo, they shall wax old as a garment. The moth shall eat them up. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Behold, all they that kindle a fire, that compass themselves about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire, and in the sparks that ye have kindled. This shall ye have of mine hand. Ye shall lie down in sorrow. Let us also read, friends, in the Epistle of Paul to the Romans, chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise: Say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace, that bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses saith, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. But Isaiah is very bold and saith, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. But to Israel he saith, All day long have I stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. May the Lord bless his holy word to us, and may he help us in prayer. O Lord God Almighty, O thou great sovereign Lord God, Jehovah, the sovereign ruler of the skies, O Lord, how we Oh, we would truly, rightly acknowledge, my times are in thy hand. All our times, oh, my times, our times. Each one of us as we're gathered here, if we know it, Lord, are all in thy hand. Oh, may we be humbled under a sense of this, Lord. Oh, that thou art the great God. Oh, may we know our nothingness, our littleness, our smallness. Make us to truly feel to be poor, Lord, before thee. Oh, Lord, things of the gospel have been so precious to us this week. I know with our Lord it is with our friends and each one in their individual pathways. Oh, how we felt the theme of the hymn writer so much applicable to us. The gospel bears my spirit up. The faithful and unchanging God lays the foundation of my hope in oaths and promises and blood. Oh, we do bless thee, Lord, for the gospel, the favour of hearing the good news, the favour of being brought to know it and need it and hear it and hear thy voice, Lord, in the gospel. Oh, Lord, and oh, as we've heard, pray for, Lord. Oh, how vitally important it is that we should so be favoured to know thee as our Lord and Saviour, our dear Redeemer. And the Lord, the gospel of the grace of God, of the Lord God Jehovah. Oh, Lord, we I know we have been thinking much, pondering much of relating to dear Elijah in these last 2 weeks or more. Oh, how he was, Lord, and how he was so much used of thee. Oh, thy dear prophet, Lord. Oh, and oh, how we read of those things of his experience and his pathway. Oh, when thou didst speak to him, the journey is too great for thee, Lord. Oh, how we feel that sometime. But oh, Lord, how we do feel so much too. As thou didst give, Lord, us this feeling, especially at the time of the departing of our late dear friend, Mr. Crowder. Oh, Lord, in a blessed way we can acknowledge, Lord, what thou didst make him. In a sense, according to what we know personally, as he was made to us, Lord, made by thee to us, some of us. Oh, Lord, true prophet of the Lord. And oh, with how we have been led to ponder on these things, Lord. And oh, we pray, Lord, ask thou wilt still send forth others into the world. Oh, Lord, may there be those. Oh, thou knowest, oh, and we so poor, some of us, as we feel. But help us to preach in our poor little way the blessed gospel. It does bear our spirit up, a poor soul as we feel to be. It is that great favour we've had over the many years of hearing the gospel, having the gospel preached unto us. Lord, how we know it's acknowledged concerning thyself, Lord. Thou didst speak it, Lord. Oh, Lord, the gospel is preached unto the poor. Nor are there poor souls here tonight, Lord, who need to hear the gospel. Oh, they want to hear it and to receive from thyself that which will do them good. Oh, Lord, we beg of thee, bless the ministry of thy word in this place yet, Lord, as thy servants come among the friends here to use them in thy holy name, for the blessing of souls. Lord, we are concerned for precious souls. Oh, Lord, we're all living our lives, going fast on in our lives, Lord, toward eternity. Oh, what is so important, Lord, more important than anything else relating to our lives here below. Oh, is to be made ready, prepared for eternity, for the judgment day. Oh, and even we humbly hope, prepared for heaven. Oh, prepare my soul, Lord, for that great day. Wash me in the Saviour's blood. Take my sins away. And oh, with how we've been singing, Lord. Oh, we do come before thee begging of thee, Lord, that thou wilt yet quicken souls in the newness of life. Stop sinners in their wild career, Lord. Oh, one is a witness of how thou hast done this for this poor one, so unworthy of anything, Lord. But oh, thy mighty grace that stops sinners in their wild career. Oh, I do trust we can humbly acknowledge a miracle of grace I stand. The Lord has taught my heart to fear. Oh, we beg for precious souls, Lord, that thou would so quicken into life those who are still dead in sin. According to thy will, Lord, thou hast thy dead elect, Lord. We pray as thou hast exhorted us, commanded us, that we should pray for them. Thy will may be done. Thy work may appear. Let thy work appear, Lord, unto thy servants and thy glory unto their children. Now those we're anxious for, Lord, in our families and in the churches, Lord, those of our friends and in their families and ours, Lord, know we're concerned for them. Oh, we know solemnly if they go on in their mad career and they never change, they must be found in hell at last. Oh, that very real, solemn, eternal place, spot and place where the worm dieth not. Oh, those everlasting burnings. Lord, oh, we do carry much concern, Lord, and burden for souls who seem careless, going along in their own way. Oh, how we've sung, Lord, and how we witness it, how we were. When wisdom cries, they stop their ear and headlong urge their mad career, and judgments or mercies ne'er can sway their roving feet to wisdom's way. But, Lord, we know thou canst stop them. Thou canst do the deed, Lord. Thou canst change the heart. Nothing can resist thy power, Lord. This is our hope. This is what we plead, Lord. This is how we come before thee every day, thou knowest, pleading it. Oh, that thou wouldst do it, Lord, for one and another. Manifest them, quickened into life, born of the Spirit. Oh, we look for thy appearing, Lord, that we might have the witness in the churches, Lord, in our part of Zion, Lord, that we might have the witnesses and that one is born in her. Oh, let thy work appear, Lord. And oh, we pray for that favour of thy wonderful working, Lord, to go on to be gracious in those who was quickened. and to establish them in the faith, Lord. We do believe there are those who hast begun to work in, Lord, and we have some witness of this, what we can discern. We are not and would not be the judge, Lord, a judge of them. But what we discern, Lord, is pleasant and wonderful, and we have hope of them. Lord, that they will go on to be gracious and establish them in the faith. Oh, we think especially of any younger ones here in the way. Thou wilt go on to teach them, Lord, and establish them. Bless them, Lord, further. Some have been wonderfully favoured. And Lord, thou canst go on, and we believe thou wilt, to establish more and more in the faith. Oh, Lord, bless them. Make them a blessing in the church of God, Lord. Oh, Lord, thou knowest the calling. Oh, thy divine appointment, thy purposes to be manifest and worked out, Lord, according to thy will. And Lord, we do pray that we may have this favour to witness with sweet joy. Oh, Lord, when there's joy in heaven, as we know, over one sinner that repenteth. Oh, Lord, in the church of God on earth, the church militant, oh, we would joy in the Lord our God. Oh, Lord, what a blessed favour it is when it is felt so, when there is that sweet union of the favour of God affecting sinners. And oh, when we stand look up to thee and bless thee for what thou hast done. Lord, may there yet be a day, a special day, when thy people here can so come and exalt thy name together again for what thou hast done, Lord. Oh, we do thank thee for what thou hast done. Oh, we beg for more, Lord. And oh, we beg it, Lord, because we do, we trust, carry and exercise with singleness of eye to thy glory, Lord. Oh, if thou dost do these things, Lord, thou dost perfectly know this way thou wilt get to thyself honour and glory. Lord, we pray for this. We long for this. We love the favour of it, Lord, to be blessed to have the witness of it, Lord. In the church of God, it brings real joy. Holy, holy, sacred joy. Oh, Lord, like it is acknowledged in the word, and we joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through what thou hast done, Lord, and what the blessed Spirit works in poor sinners' hearts. Oh, how thou dost so change the heart, renew the will, turn the feet to Zion's hill. Lord, let thy work appear in these ways, Lord, yet. In this cause here it swaves in our own, Lord, in the many little hills of Zion that we know and love in thy name, Lord. Thou knowest how it is in thy purposes, Lord. We go here and there, up and down across the land, and oh, we look for thy appearing, Lord. Oh, in the church of God. Oh, Lord, we have read some very solemn things in those two portions, as well as the wonderful, blessed things. Lord, thou knowest how we felt much. Oh, solemn consideration upon those words in Romans. Oh, where it speaks, they have not all obeyed the gospel. Lord, oh, thou knowest. Oh, we read in Isaiah concerning that one who obeyeth the voice of his servant and walketh in darkness, have no light. Let him trust in the name of the Lord. Lord, the apostle was concerned because there were those he's led by the Spirit to acknowledge. Not all obeyed the gospel. No, Lord, we feel our own guilt in this. We feel our own shortcomings. The apostle did, Lord, when he had to acknowledge when I would do good, evil is present. Oh, the thing that I would do, I do not. The evil that I would not, that I do. So, Lord, he wasn't throwing stones a bit. But he was concerned, Lord. They have not all obeyed the gospel. Oh, may we lay this to heart, Lord. Oh, regarding our sins of omission. Oh, Lord, regarding our many sins. Oh, we would confess them, Lord, with contrition, Lord, and godly sorrow. We would know repentance over them, Lord. And oh, if we know repentance, true repentance, oh, we would seek thee, Lord. Thou wilt so give us that strength and help and that enabling. Oh, that we may obey thy voice and all thy will esteem, Lord. Help us each, Lord, in this. Oh, we confess our shortcomings. Oh, we confess our many, many sins. Oh, we beg, Lord, look in mercy on us still. Give us that grace we need. Oh, that favour. Oh, as we've read of it, who is among you that feareth the Lord? Lord, oh, to me more. In that blessed exercise of filial fear. Oh, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Oh, Lord, do grant this grace. We beg these things, Lord, now, and remembering our friends in affliction and our friends in sorrow, Lord. Oh, they know if they're those that mourn, and those in sorrow, those in affliction. We know there are those who have undergone operations, Lord, and we remember one and another. Our mind has been going to a dear friend and sister we have known for 23 or 4 years, who we've not seen for a long time, Lord. It's undergone an operation, and Lord is now, we understand, in the Studley home for a while. Be with her, Lord, bless her. And Lord, we think of others too, Lord. Oh, they know it's the cases, the dear friends we know and love, in thy holy name, those that mourn, our dear friend, dear deacon in the north, Lord. And we understand they had their first church meeting without our dear friend and sister. That was recently taken. They had it last evening. Lord, oh, then, we think of them and remember them. And oh, that the comfort of thy love may surround them, Lord, and uphold them. And oh, Lord, we pray for all thy people throughout the world. Oh, what a terrible day it is, Lord. Oh, the tremendous troubles and sorrows, Lord. Oh, war threatening so much, and unrest, and oh, Lord, how we now in these modern days hear of it every day. Oh, there are those ushered into eternity. Lord, as also just over a week ago now, Lord, thou knowest, that tremendous earthquake, Lord, and all that tremendous devastation. Oh, and so many, many ushered into eternity in a moment. Oh, Lord. Oh, we tremble before thee. Thou art God over all. And Lord, we sing of thee, we believe it, Lord, who cannot do but what is just and must be righteous still. Thou sovereign Lord God, the Lord God Jehovah. O Lord, oh how dear Elijah's name has meant so much to us. My God is Jehovah. Oh how wonderful that, if it is so, Lord. The living God, the only true God. Lord, look in mercy on us in England still. We deserve thy strictest judgments, Lord. We confess our national sins. Lord, oh, we fail them much. We would have real repentance, Lord. Oh, help thy people to come before thee, confessing our national sins, pleading still for mercy, Lord, pleading that thou wilt still in wrath remember mercy. We don't deserve it, Lord, we know. But oh, we beg of thee, Lord, still lengthen out our privileges to us. Oh, how, Lord, we feel so unworthy to ask it. Lord, for we're guilty. We deserve thy strictest judgments. But, O Lord, hear us in heaven, thy dwelling place. When thou hearest, forgive. We ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 795. Mighty enemies without, much mightier within. Thoughts we cannot quell or rout, blasphemously obscene. Coldness, unbelief and pride, hell and all its murderous train, threaten death on every side, and have their thousands slain. Hymn 795.
Thank you.
As the Lord may help me, friends, I would direct you to some words you will find in St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11, and the last clause of the fifth verse. And the poor have the gospel preached to them. And the poor have the gospel preached to them. The leading of the Lord upon this poor preacher, friends, has been, as I intimated, I think, in prayer, or I think I may have mentioned it to one of the deacons before the service. We have been in trial this week, and these trials come, and you know, the theme in the 83rd hymn has been sweet to me, the last verse there, and if you look at it, it's very much parallel with what we've been singing in the last verse just now. The gospel bears my spirit up, the faithful and unchanging God lays the foundation of our hope in oaths and promises and blood. And friends, if we are truly born of the Spirit, God is dealing with us, teaching us. There will be nothing more wonderful than the gospel to us. The gospel of the grace of God. Oh, this is so wonderful to the true born child of God. Here we have, in this last couplet, in this verse, the poor have the gospel preached unto them. These words of the Lord Jesus, when at this time John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, Go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. Now this was John the Baptist, the forerunner of Christ. He had been, as every child of God knows, had been suffering changes. He was not now in that strong faith that he was when he said, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. He was in prison, of course, and we know he must have been troubled with unbelief and doubts and fears and sin to question, Art thou he that should come, or look we for another? How are you in your soul's feeling, your condition, as you're gathered here tonight, found here tonight in the house of God? What is your state, your state of soul, your condition? Are you in faith? Is faith in lively exercise in you? Are you in the dark? Are you in doubting, fearing? Is unbelief a great trouble to you? Well, if we look at the full verse here, this fifth verse, blind, lame, lepers, the deaf, dead, and the poor have the gospel preached unto them. Those very real descriptions of characters may be all in one character. It can be so. You may feel that. I believe this is what has been acknowledged in the hymn we've been singing. If you look at this in this way, we would not wrongly divide the word of God. But you see, it says there's the blind, the lame, the lepers, the deaf, the dead. You might feel to be all that. yourself as you are now. And if you fail to be all that, or even part of that, if you got these solemn troubles, friends, because they are all descriptions of the result of sin, original sin, actual transgression, the burden that a child of God has to have, being heavy laden, they are all these descriptions, and you may feel you're troubled with everyone. Just briefly, we would look. Lame, blind. Is this a trouble to you? You can't see your Lord. You can't see him as you would. Clouds hide the light divine. And, oh, it's as if you're blind. You can't see. You can't see the way. Oh, you're like this character. Oh, what you need. The gospel preached. You know, I believe the last couplet here is in a way a complete summary of what each one of these that have these afflictions needs. It is that all these afflictions used of God, sanctified of God, will make the child of God truly be feelingly poor. I believe these last words of the last couplet here, the poor have the gospel preached, really it's a summarising of all these afflictions of the characters mentioned. And I know, friends, and some of you here will know, you can have all these afflictions in you. Blind, lame, lepers, oh, the disease of sin, oh, the defilement, oh, sores, the festering sores of sin, unclean leper, oh, what it means. You feel it, some of you. You know it. And friends, you need the gospel. That's what you need. Oh, the gospel is good news. Good news for poor, wretched, dying sinners. Oh, the poor have the gospel preached. Of course, this was under the wonderful ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we ministers today can never preach like he, our Lord, preached. Never man spake like this man. But we trust to God's anointing. He gives us that anointing to preach the truth as it is in Jesus. For poor, wretched, dying sinners. Some of you may know one of the hymns. Hymn number 14 is very, very precious to me. I believe much of the theme of it is my calling, friends, though I feel very poor for it. Proclaim salvation from the Lord for wretched dying men. His hand has writ the sacred word with an immortal pen. Tell of his wondrous faithfulness, sound his name abroad. Sing the sweet promise of his grace and the performing God. Oh, the gospel of the grace of God. Are you blind then? Is it a trouble to you? You see, spiritually considered, if we are blind, spiritually blind, we can be that, and we are that, even by nature, before we're quickened. But you know, solemnly, it is the fact that none really are concerned about their spiritual blindness before they're quickened. But when a soul is quickened into life, they do want to see and know the truth. And especially as God goes on to teach them, they want to know the truth as it is in Jesus, want to be able to see and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. So then spiritually, this blindness, which is a trouble spiritually to a child of God, really will be a trouble. You want to see. And oh, God makes us to become poor and to be beggars. Lord, give me a glimpse of thyself. Give me light. Give me some sweet light. Let me see the light of thy countenance, Lord. Oh, let me have a glimpse of thee. You want to see Jesus. Oh, that sacred word of the apostle. But we see Jesus made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honour. Oh, if you're troubled because you can't see Jesus, you haven't seen him yet as you want to. Oh, the gospel, the preaching of the gospel is this, isn't it? What the Lord says, look unto me and be ye saved, O ye ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. Oh, the gospel. Yes, sinners, poor dying sinner, look and live, and God will give that light. Give you to by faith see him. Oh, the blind. The lame. Oh, the lame. You may have been blessed and favoured. Some of God's people have been blessed and favoured. And when we're blessed and favoured and known something of a token of his love, something of the love of Christ, it will be a trouble to us if we can't walk worthy of him. If we are brought to be burdened and troubled because our walk and conduct troubles us. Oh, lame, not able to walk as we would. Because of indwelling sin, because of the carnal mind, because of the dictates of the old nature. And oh, in this way, you know, in this way, we could consider what we read in Romans. Sadly, solemnly, it becomes a trouble to some that they've not obeyed the gospel. For the gospel's good news of salvation to poor wretched sinners. But also in the preaching of the gospel is what the Lord preached. He preached these wonderful things. He did these wonderful things, performed these wonderful miracles. But he also spoke of how he required his people to show forth his praise. If ye love me, keep my commandments. He requires us to keep his new commandments. Sweet theme in one of the hymns that's been on my mind a lot of late. Oh, for God's people. God, the child of God and their Lord. And in hand we would be walking. Oh, in Jesus' new command. Of his love we'd e'er be talking till we reach fair Canaan's land. The poor have the gospel. These characters have got these afflictions. Lepers. Oh, black and vile. Oh, unclean you feel. Oh, what you need. Oh, you need the cleansing. You need the healing. You need what the gospel speaks of. The wonderful, in the gospel there's good news. Oh, the wonderful sacrifice of Christ. The sufferings of Christ, how tremendous, how solemn, how amazing it is to poor sinners that the Lord of life and glory came to the earth to suffer, bleed and die. He took the dying traitor's place for man, O miracle of grace, for man the Saviour bled. But oh, if you're poor, oh, you need him. Oh, you need him. None a Saviour more could need. Deeds of righteousness I've none. No, not one good work to plead. Oh, you need the gospel. You need to be favoured to believe. To be able to believe and enter in by faith into the secrets of the favour of the gospel. That Christ has come and suffered in your stead. Suffered in your room, place and stead. Paid the price for your redemption. Redeemed you. This is what you need. Oh, if you're a leper. Oh, if you feel unclean. Oh, you want to be made clean. Oh, you want the washing of water by the word. You want the application of the blood of Christ. Yes. And oh, dear holy Son of God, he says, the poor have the gospel preached unto them. However black, however vile, however much the malady is so awful, the contagion so much, so great, so black you feel. Oh, sinners black as hell. Oh, they come unto him. Oh, they come unto him and he by the Spirit working in them, giving them faith in the bleeding man. Oh, this is the gospel. This is the only way. Oh, poor lepers can be received. Poor lepers can be cleansed. The gospel. Oh, what we have in the good news of the gospel. Christ has full atonement made. Oh, what a wonderful truth. All his people, all God's people are forgiven. Through the virtue of Christ's blood, opened is the gate of heaven, peace is made, betwixt man and God. You poor, because of your contagion of sin, leprosy. Oh, the lepers, literally in the Lord performing those wonderful miracles, lepers are cleansed. And we know this word was spoken by Christ and put before the people here as the truth, as it truly was being shown as he went about doing good. And oh, it's on record, friends, for us. And I believe the Lord, by the Spirit, has led us to it. To consider here together tonight, the poor have the gospel preached to them. Yes. But deaf. Oh, we're sometimes so deaf, aren't we? This is a great trouble and brings more affliction to the child of God. God speaks with his holy voice. And in experience there have been many, many things of voices from God, as it were. These things that come, that happen, not by chance, should have a voice to us. But our great affliction and trouble is we're so often so foolish because we're deaf to God's voice, as it were. Through the dictates of the old nature, we will not hear. Because we've got such a determination in our old nature, we are so reluctant, determinedly reluctant, to hear God. We don't fall before Him as we should. Don't obey His voice. The hymn writer in Sweet Desire, in that hymn, Immortal Honours, obey His voice, and all is well esteemed. But so often we don't, friends. And it will be to our cost, for God must chastise us if we don't obey His voice. And it's like, through the dictates of the old nature, we're deaf to the wisdom of God. When the Lord speaks with His perfect will and wisdom to us, we don't want to listen. It's sometimes said, and I don't want to bring any carnal observation really, but there are none so deaf as those who won't hear. Now, if you're a child of God, truly feelingly brought to know how through the dictates of your old nature you can be determined not to hear, through carnal attitude and dictates of your old nature, that's going to be at a great cost to you, you know. It will be to me if I'm like that. I've known it sometimes. It will cost us, friends. God must chastise us. Oh, it's an amazing wonder He doesn't leave us in these awfully treacherous states that we get into. It's an amazing wonder that God in love chastises us. That's how we're brought, some of us have been brought to know something of the blessed love of God our Father, that He chastens us betimes, corrects us, oh, in love and not in anger. But you see, we are, in the reality of it, we're deaf. We're almost as deaf to hear Him. Isn't it a solemn fact? Oh, does it make us tremble when we're really brought to see the folly of it? When God corrects us and shows us, and the painfulness of His correcting rod to show us this, oh, then it'll make you feel poor when He shows you it. Poor because you're no match for your old nature. You're no match for Satan. You can't keep yourself. Oh, well, we need the Lord to give us more grace. And friends, may we never sort of plead for more grace like that, almost. And the treachery of the old nature would so almost, as it were, cause an excuse to rise. Well, if Thou give me the grace, I can do it, Lord. Oh, how solemn. No, we've got to be begging. We've got to be made poor. Poor, so poor, that we can only beg. No carnal reasoning is allowed. God will do away with it. He will break us of it, friends. Oh, the poor of the gospel preach. Deaf, the deaf here. And you know, it is through God chastening us that we will hear. We won't hear. We're so determined. Our old nature is so determined. We can manage our own things. We can manage it ourselves. But no. God will make you know. You are really poor. You can't manage anything. Oh, you have to cry to him, have mercy, Lord. Oh, Lord, forgive. Let a repenting rebel live. Yes, he brings us there. Wonder of wonders, God chastens us and brings us there. The dead arise. Several angles on this, friends, really. I mean, the dead, the deathiness and the dead state that you will feel to be in. But there is one particular, very important angle we must acknowledge. You know, it's a wonderful thing to be killed under the law of God. When the commandment came, Paul said, sin revived and I died. And he died to all hope in himself or anything else. Has there been brought to that, poor soul? Has God so brought you to no condemnation under the law of God? Have you been killed under the stroke of the law of God, the sentence of the law of God? Have you been brought to know so solemnly regarding your sins, you deserve to be cast away into hell? God would be just and righteous still if he cast you into hell. If my soul was sent to hell, thy righteous law approves it well. Wonderful. Wonderful death this. In a sense it is, true sense. It'll give us light and understanding of this. Maybe not at the time, but especially later on. Oh, the dead. Are you one of the dead? Are you one who's been made to die, to all hope in yourself? But oh, also do you know this deathy state is going on in the pathway? And you'll feel it like wishing death's within me. All about me. Sin's within me. Death's within me. All about me. But the remedy is without me. Oh, this is the gospel. Friends, do you feel your deathy condition? You know, a child of God is wonderfully feeling the favour of God when God enlightens them and enlivens them, and there's the lively hope in exercise. There's faith strong, which pierces the skies and sees the Lord on the throne in heaven. Oh, this is wonderful. But oh, other times. Oh, deathy. Oh, under the cloud. Oh, darkness. Night time, winter time. Oh, these things are hard for the child of God. Oh, but the dead. The dead arise. And you know, I believe that wonderfully the subject around this is, to be blessed to know the resurrection power of Christ. Oh, how solemn it was for those two dear sisters when Lazarus was dead. How it was that sister, she said, I know he shall rise at the resurrection in the last day. What was the Lord's blessed answer? I am the resurrection and the life. Oh, do we know our Lord as such? Oh, do we look to him for resurrection power? To be favoured to know that raising up, that favour of hope, and hope in the gospel, and believing in Christ, the dead arise. Oh, have you been in such low state, dirty condition, down in the depths, but God raises him. He lifteth up the poor out of the dust, the beggar from the dunghill, to set him among princes, even the princes of his people. Do you know it? Do you know something of it? This is what the Lord was so preaching and setting forth, and by example in these wonderful miracles and his holy words to the people, and to be recorded as we read them here. The poor have the gospel preached unto them. Friends, the poor. Poor sinners. Poor, guilty, hell deserving sinners have the gospel preached unto them. And you know, poor, guilty, hell deserving sinners, the Lord by the Spirit's teaching will make you really know that you deserve to be cast away from God forever. And the wonder of wonders is that the Spirit goes on to work to reveal a wonderful way of salvation. And the wonderful prospect that is wrought and brought by the Holy Son of God, by his great sacrifice, sufferings and death, and glorious resurrection for all the Church of God. And what you want is to personally know your interest in the Saviour's blood, your pardon sign, and peace with God. And God gives his people such a concern. If they're really taught of the Spirit, they won't be able to give the Lord any rest until he reveals his love with power. Now I know there are changes and we're not always in that earnest condition, but there will be, in every child of God's experience, I believe, a time when God will give them to be in such earnestness, such need, feeling so deeply their poverty, poor sinners, deep in debt, in great trouble, no trouble like soul trouble, and oh, eternity, tremendous sin, the guilty soul's a dreadful wound, and oh, the gospel preached, oh, this is so wonderful. I go back to it when the gospel was first made known to me, in the wonderful favour being raised to a hope. Oh, it was really simply through the verse of a hymn which God used and applied to my very heart and soul. Oh, the vilest sinner out of hell who lives to feel his need is welcome to the throne of Christ, the Saviour's blood to plead. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. This is the gospel. Oh, sinners having to come to Christ, compelled to flee from all their wrath and curse to thee, you'll say, to the Lord Jesus Christ. Come unto me, the Saviour said, drink at my spring head, leave all thy guilty self behind. Oh, look unto me, come unto me. The poor have the gospel preached unto them. And I can tell you this, the reality of this, I'm sure it will be your cry, give me Christ, or else I die. And he will have become so precious to you. Oh, so precious. In the want of him, in the need of him. And as he gives you some sweet measure of hope, be precious as you seek him more and seek to know him more and to have another token and to be brought into assurance and to be blessed and to be set free, to know the liberty of the gospel. You see, the exercise of the Spirit in the new man of grace, it is only in the new man of grace the Spirit is working in. The Spirit works upon the first work. The first work of the Spirit is as God quickens sinners into life, and the Spirit goes on to work in these quickened souls. Quickened souls will pray as prompted from within, and they'll pray for what they so much need. Give me Christ, or else I die. And as he's made precious, as you see him in the eye of faith, as God raises you to a hope, he will become more and more precious. Oh, you need him. You want to know him and love him. Know and love him more. You will. I'm sure of that. But before I close, friends, the Lord has given me this burden to deliver a few words to you. There are those solemn words that we read in Romans 10. I have not all obeyed the gospel. Now, friends, much of exercise in the child of God regarding the gospel will be seeking the Lord, seeking to know him, to know my Jesus crucified, my far excels all things beside. All earthly good I count but loss, and triumph in my Saviour's cross. But oh, when the Lord favours you, as some of you I believe he has, I feel sure he has. The Lord knows. He knows what he's done, knows what he's wrought, knows what he's done in you. And he does require us to obey his voice. Even in the book of the prophet Isaiah, in those days, Old Testament days, we read, who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant? And even there, those further things, but obeyeth the voice of his servant. And in gospel days, and if we can carefully acknowledge it, as we should, I believe, we really have more light, and the Lord has set the example. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto my sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. If you look at that the apostle was led to write, they have not all obeyed the gospel. You can find references to parts of the scripture. It doesn't mean altogether that there were those that were not in the secret. It does relate to that in some ways. But it also clearly relates to those who have not taken up their cross and followed the Lord as they should. They have not all obeyed the gospel. There's a voice in the gospel. The Lord calls his people to follow him. The blessing of the Lord and of the gospel is to bring a soul into liberty and bless them and favour them. It's all what Christ has done. Then we read, especially as the Lord speaks and he requires his people to show forth his praise. And the apostles set it forth in a number of places, particularly. There will be the showing forth of the proof of the child of God's love in their walking and continuing in the gospel precepts. The precepts of the gospel. Bearing the fruits of the Spirit. Oh, what fruit, friends, do we bear? May the Lord add his blessing. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Jim Ince will preach next Lord's Day in the evening, and Mr. Woodhouse on Friday evening next week. Let us close with hymn 787. Come, poor sinners, come away in meditation sweet. Let us go to Golgotha and kiss our Saviour's feet. Let us in his wounded side wash till we every whit are clean. That's the fountain opened wide for filthiness and sin. Hymn 787.
dear Lord, do forgive anything that thou hast seen amiss. Do own and bless thy word. Be with each of our friends here, Lord, and especially remember our dear friends and family, Lord, who are not living in their own home now. Thou knowest their trouble, Lord. Oh, Lord, we think of thy people set forth in thy word. They took joyfully the spoiling of their goods, knowing that in heaven that we have a more enduring substance. Bless them, Lord, in this hard path. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us. Amen.